mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah of Deraisa.
The mitzvah of Shofar.
Who knows the pasuk that tells us that there's a mitzvah of Shofar? Two psukim. Zichron, Tru Yalachem. Or Yom Tru Yalachem. Good. So the question is, what type of shofar are you allowed to use? Could it be a shofar from any type of animal, or does it have to be a certain type? So the Mishnah says, on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, call a shofar as ksherim, chutz mishal parah. Why? Bimneshu karim. So what does the Mishnah say? Any shofar is kosher to use, except if it's from a cow. Oh, we're going to get to that. So the Mishnah says, bimneshu karim, because it's a karim, whatever that means. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Balo, call shofars niku karen. All shofars are called karen, which literally means a horn. Shanamar b'mshal karen ayovel. So Rabbi Yosi holds that you could even use the horn of a cow as the mitzvah of shofar. So the Gemara is going to get into machlokes. What exactly are the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi arguing about? But I'm going to focus on one opinion, and that is ula. So if you look like 10 lines down from where the Gemara starts, it's the first word on the line, ula amar. You see that?
Yeah.
Ula Amar. Hainu time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan say you can't use the horn of a cow as a shofar? Kidur Rav Chista. It's based on what Rav Chista said. The Amar Rav Chista, Mipnei Ma'ein Kohen Gadol Nichnas V'Bigdei Zahav. Why can't a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wear his Bigdei Zahav, his golden clothes, Lifnai V'Lifnim, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Lavod Avoda? So what's the reason? Lefisha Ein Kateger, Nasa Saneger. What does that mean? The kateger, which is the prosecutor, right, can't become the
defendant.
Exactly. Meaning what? What was used? What was like up there with one of the worst averos in the history of the Jewish people? Hayega, right? So if we use gold, which was involved in the sin of the Chet HaEgel, it's inappropriate to take that and now say, okay, I'm going to use this to try to get a kapar from Hashem. Right, Rabbeinu Chananel says over here that it's like it's gaiva, it's hoy. Right, imagine you. I was trying to think of like a good mushel for this. So I saw that Obama has a dog named Bo. So imagine like you had like a really nice baseball bat and you just beat up Obama's dog, right? And then you said, here's this really nice baseball bat as a gift, right? That would be chutzpah. No one would ever do that, right? That's crazy, right? So too here, right? You're not gonna take the gold that you use to do the sin of Chet HaEgel, to rebel against God, and then try to use that to gain kapara. Good? That's the concept of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question. V'ha Ika Dam Par. What's the question? They brought karbonos on Yom Kippur, right? And they would take a cow, a par, and they would take the blood of the cow, and they would sprinkle it on this beach, right? But what was used in the Egel's? Egel's it comes from a par, right? So shouldn't that be the same problem of Enga Teger Nasa Seneger, right? You're using a par as part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So what does the Gemara say? Hol v'ishni ishni. No, it's no longer, if you look at blood, so you don't have any reason to say, oh, this blood came from a cow. You're not necessarily going to associate it with a cow. And therefore, there's no problem to use that as the Avodah. Then the Gemara asks, v'ika aron v'kapores v'kruv, right? These kalim in the Kodesh Kadashim are made out of gold, right? So why isn't that a problem? So the Gemara says, Chote bal yakrif kamrinan. If it's just a kli that's just standing there as gold, that's one thing. But for the sinner to actually take the gold and then use that as the form of the avoda that he's doing, that's going to be a problem of Enka Teger Nasa Seneger. Then the Gemara asks, Vaika kaf umachta. But the spoon that they would offer up the ketores on, right? That was made of gold. And that you're actually using as that krava in the avoda. So why is that okay? So the Gemara says again, Chote bal yisna kamrinan. What's the problem? The problem is using the gold, using the thing that was that you didn't aver with, and glorifying yourself with that, right? But when you're just taking the spoon, so you're just taking a spoon and dumping some ashes on. But when the Kohen Gadol is wearing gold and he's using the very thing that was used for sin to look nice, so that's inappropriate. And then the Gemara has one more question. Va'ika big days of. But in general, right? When would the Kohen wear the big days of? Outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? So he would do everything else outside the Kodesh Kedoshim wearing the gold. But why is that okay, right? So the Gemara answers, Mibafnim ka'amrinan. Sorry, ha'iko big days of, Mibachutz. So the Gemara answers, Mibafnim ka'amrinan. When is there a problem of Enka Tegra Nasa Senegra? This is very important. That's when you're going inside, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're really close to Ashras Ashrina. But if you're outside, so then it's not so bad, then it's okay for the Kohen Gadol to wear gold. So what's the obvious question? right? The Tanakhama said you're not allowed to use the shofar of a cow, right? But the Gemara says shofar nami b'machutzu. You're not in the Kodesh Kedoshim when you're blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah, whatever shul you're in, right? So the Gemara answers kevan del zikaron hu ki b'fnim dami. So the Gemara has a very fascinating answer. It gives us a lot of insight to what is going on by shofar. So it says that since the point of the shofar, you're blowing the shofar, is sort of like a form of tefillah, and it's to, you know, get Hashem to focus on us, to focus on the fact that we're doing tshuva. So it's kibifim dami. It's like you're mamish inside the Kodesh Kedoshim because the tkiya of the shofar is a form of tefillah to Hashem. Okay, so what comes out from this Gemara? We have a principle in halacha called Ein Kateger Nases Aneger, that something that was involved in sin cannot be used for the purpose of a mitzvah or to try to gain you tshuva. And the Gemara says, where does that only apply? To bifnim, to something that takes place in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Or to something that is similar to the act of going bifnim, which the Gemara tells us is like shofar. Good? That's what comes out from that Gemara. Now, the problem is that there's a Tosfos in Yevamos, and Av Zayin Amud Aleph, who says as follows. The Gemara in Brachos says that a Kohen who killed someone, Kohen Sehargas HaNefesh, Lo Yisa Es Kapav. He's not allowed to Duchen, right? He can't do Nasiyas Kapayim. Shenemar Yidechem Damim. If a Kohen murders someone. So he's not allowed to do Nasiyas Kapayim because now his hands have blood on them and it's inappropriate for him to use those hands to give us a Bracha. So Tosa says, what's the problem? What's the explanation behind that? He says it's a problem of Ein Kateger Nasa Saniger. Right? The very hands that you used to kill someone, now you're going to use it to give the people a bracha. So ask me Akasha on Tosos. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah just said, where is there an issue of Inkateger Nasasenegir? Only Bifnim, right? But the Kohen Gadol, he's standing in Shul, duchening everybody, giving everyone a bracha. So that's not Inkateger Nasasenegir. He's outside. That's the question. As an aside, I was looking into the topic of this halach we just mentioned is that a Kohen who murdered someone is not allowed to duchen, right? So what would you say about a soldier, right? So the post can talk about this. There's a very interesting opinion of Rav Soloveitchik who says that a Kohen, let's say he's in the Israeli army and he kills an Arab, right? In let's say in the Six-Day War, right? So Rav Soloveitchik said that he can't duchen. Why? He's doing a mitzvah, no? What's the problem? So Rav Soloveitchik brought a proof from David HaMelech that Hashem told David HaMelech that he's not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash because his hands have blood on them. Aye, but wasn't David HaMelech doing, he's going into battle because Hashem told him to, right? He was doing a mitzvah. But it doesn't matter. Just the very fact that he had some blood on his hand, that was enough that Hashem didn't want him involved in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the same way David HaMelech couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash, right? It was only Shlomo who could do it because David had gone to war, he'd fought in battles, he had killed people. So too, Cohen, yeah, very nice, he did the mitzvah, but he still has blood on his hands. So a lot of the other poskim argued on this. Ravadia Yosef has a tshuva here, where he says completely against that. He says, no, Ein Kateger Nasas Neger means what? The thing that was a prosecutor can't become the defendant. But you have a chayal who's defending Eretz Yisrael, who's saving people's lives. He says, Ein Lecha Saneger Gadol Mizeh, right? There's no bigger defendant, there's no bigger mitzvah than a person like that. So of course he could go ahead and duchen. When the Gemara says a Kohen can't duchen because he murdered someone, that's when he's a rasha, he's a bad person. He just went on the street and shot someone for no reason at all. But if he's doing a mitzvah, of course he can. And he says, what about Rav Soloveitchik's proof from David HaMelech that he couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash? So he quotes that the Radak says there on that pasuk that when Hashem told David that you have blood on your hands, that's why you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. The Radak says, he's a commentator on Naf, he says that it's not referring to the blood of the people that he fought in battle, which Hashem had told him to do, because that would not have disqualified him. That was a mitzvah. He says it's referring to the dam of the Kohanim from the city of Nov, right? If you know a little bit of Naf, so David was running away from Shaul. He stayed in the city of Nov, which was a city of Kohanim, and because he stayed there, so Shaul ended up wiping out the whole city of Kohanim, right? So those were innocent people, innocent Kohanim, that were killed as a result of David. So Hashem, it was because of that event that Hashem said that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Avadia says, when it comes to a Kohen Chayal, a Kohen soldier is defending Eretz Yisrael, there would be absolutely no problem for him to duchen. But coming back to our issue. So we have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah saying that Ein Kateger Nasas Aneger only applies to a Voda, to a mitzvah being done in the Kodesh Kedoshim. and it would not apply to something outside the Kodesh Kodashim. Yet we have Tosos saying that a Kohen who did murder cannot duchen because of Enka Teger Nasa Sanig. We're asking on Tosos. So the Chida, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azuloy, great Svardi Achron, gives the following answer. He says that there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, a very famous Mishnah, that says Lulav HaGazal is what? Can you use Lulav HaGazal on Sukkah? On Sukkahs? No, Pasul. So why? So the Melchamos, the Ramban, in the back of Masechta Sukkah, quotes a Yerushalmi that says the Lulav HaGazal, the Lulav that you stole, you can't use because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. The Bali says Lachem on the first day. The second day it says Bisababa Aveira. The Yerushalmi gives a third reason of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneg. So we can ask the same question. You're not shaking lulav inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. Why is the Yerushalmi saying Ein Kateger Nasa Saneg here? Good? So the Chida explains we have to differentiate between what? When the item, the Chefta Shel Mitzvah you're using, was the Chefta that you did the Aveira with. That was the same item that you used to commit the sin. Versus what? The chefza that you're doing the mitzvah with wasn't the actual item that you did the aveira with. It's a representation of a previously done aveira. Hear that? So now let's explain. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that's telling us Enka Teger Nasa Saneger only applies in the Kodesh Kadashim. What was that talking about? That was talking about disqualifying the shofar of a cow because it reminds us of the Chet Egel. Now, if I go outside and take a cow's horn and I blow and I use it for shofar, did I do anything wrong with that shofar, that specific shofar? No, right? It's just symbolic of an aver that was done thousands of years ago, right? So that type of item, says the Chida, that's only going to be problematic. They're only going to say that's inappropriate to use. Even right when you're mamish in the Kodesh Kodashim, you're so close to God. It's highly inappropriate to take something that represents such a terrible aveira and to use that in the Kodesh Kodashim. Outside, it's not such a big deal, right? You didn't do an aveira with this specific item, but when it's the item that you actually did the aveira with, right? The Kohen used his hands to kill someone, right? Or I stole someone's lulav, and this is the very lulav that I stole. So there, we're going to say Inka Teger Nasa Saneger, even if it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, right? Hear the explanation, and that explains the Yerushalmi applying Inka Teger by lulav Hagazel, and that explains Tosos in Yevamos. I saw another very interesting. Well, this is the Chida. There's another application of this to a contemporary issue of, let's say, you have a sefer printed on Shabbos, or by a or a chumash or svarim printed by Rishayim. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that he says that it's the same issue, right? There was an aver, there was chil Shabbos done. If you had a Jew print your sitter or your chumash on Shabbos, so it would be inappropriate for you to go ahead and use that same very sefer to now go ahead and daven to Hashem. Thought those are interesting. We'll just end off with the following amazing report I heard from Rabbi Yochanan Cohen, who was at Mickey's wedding last week. So, we mentioned before that Rav Ovadia Yosef said that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, right? Sorry, a Kohen, who was a Chayal, right? Who did a mitzvah defending Eretz Yisrael and he killed someone, that there would be totally no problem for him to duchen. Why? Because Ein Lecha Saneger Gadol Mizeh, right? You have no greater defendant of the Jewish people than that. He's not a Kateger. So I want to point out a very interesting thing. On Shemini Atzeres, right, we say at Musaf, we add something, a special tefillah called Tefillas Geshem, right? Right before Musaf, different minhagim, different places, we say Tefillas Geshem, right? We ask Hashem for rain for the upcoming rainy season, right? So one of the lines that we say in there when we're mentioning that Hashem should give us rain, we say, we refer to Moshe. What do we say? Zachor Masoi B'Tevas Goma Min Hamayim. Right, remember Moshe who was in the basket on the water. Namu dolo dolo v'hishket son mayim. He gave water to his sheep. Skulecha eis samu lamayim alasela hach v'yatsu amayim. What do we refer to? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and the water came out, right? So if you had to pick the worst thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did in his whole life, what would it be? Hitting the rock, right? That's why he couldn't even go into Eretz Yisrael. But what are we doing? We're mentioning that in Tefillas Geshem, that should be the reason why Hashem should give us rain? Right? Strange, right? What's going on? So I heard the following shot from Rav Kohn, and I saw that the Ma'aril Diskin says this also. He says an amazing quote. He says, why did Moshe hit the rock? Moshe made the following calculation. He said that if you look at Rashi in that parsha, right, Hashem tells Moshe, speak to the rock. If you speak to the rock, so water is going to come out, right? Don't hit the rock, right? So why did Hashem want him to do that? Because he wanted the Jews to learn a lesson. The Klal Yisrael had just been complaining about all sorts of things to Moshe to that point. So Hashem wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. If this rock that is a domain, right? It's just an inanimate object. There's no schar of onesh, nothing. That listens to Hashem. It does runs on Hashem right away. So of course the Jewish people should do as well. But Moshe knew that he didn't want that to be a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. He didn't want it to be that this event of him speaking to the rock was forever and ever always going to be a thing that made Klal Yisrael look really bad. Right? We're always going to look back at this. Look, they couldn't listen to Hashem, but this rock could. So Moshe, with that in mind, said, okay, I know that if I don't listen to Hashem, if I hit the rock and speak to it, so I'll lose out on my chelik of going into Eretz Yisrael. But it's worth it for me to be Moser Nefesh, to give up a little bit of myself, to give that schus to go into Eretz Yisrael, in order that there shouldn't be such a kitrug, such a big criticism of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Moshe hit the rock. So says the Ma'aril Diskin, Ein lecha saneger gadol mizeh. What was Moshe doing by hitting the rock? He was trying to save Klal Yisrael. He was trying to be the biggest defendant of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we reference it in Tefillas Geshem. And I think it's a beautiful idea to take with us into Yom Noraim. When we're trying to, you know, go in to get to do tshuva and do a good din, one very important thing to think about is just being Moser Nefesh for other people. And really working on relationships that we really need, we feel we should fix, whether it's with family, friends, our parents. Just to think about those things. Those things are come first. Those are the things that Hashem looks at and sees, you know, how does he treat his parents? How does he talk to them? How does he talk to his friends, his brothers and sisters? And I think for a little bit, we're Moser Nefesh for those things, right? We try to improve those relationships a little bit. That'll be a tremendous close for us all. Wish everybody Yksiva Chesina Tova. I'm going to